Tafei Sivov. So no of the Kechavim Chutz Atchum. The Goyim took the person against his will, and they placed him outside the Tchum, and they put him inside a deer beside the deer, which is like a enclosed area for the purpose of pasture. The animals, the pasture there. Okay. By Besahar. Sarah would be the same type of thing. Mr. Werder says that the deer was made for people which were nomadic and they would go to place to place. And Sarah was the one which is kept regularly near the city for the people, the animals of the city. A corral type of place.
Put what into it? An animal, obviously.
No, put the person.
The person.
The deed.
Yeah. Or if you put him into a cave. Obirakaris. They took this Jew outside of the tomb. They dropped him down in a different city. Mukevus Chaimer, which is has a wall around the deer for the purpose of living in it. Ashenanis Basharanis, some other scenario got him out to this place, and now he's inside of this in this area, this walled area. So the point is, he now finds himself without his control, being in a place which is enclosed. A person made a mistake and went beyond the tchum without realizing it. That he entered into this closed area. But then he realized that he's outside of the tchum. But he's already inside of the closed area. So Chazal allowed you to then walk through that whole area. You're allowed to walk like Dalai Lama's. A person went beyond the tchum intentionally. Even though he's now inside of one of these areas which are enclosed, he only gets four actual amas, not the whole enclosed area. So they took him out from inside the tchum to beyond the tchum, and they stuck him down in this place. Okay. This is an enclosed area where they keep the animals in the fields. One day here, one day there. The reason they would do that is that this would fertilize the field. By keeping the animals enclosed in the field for a period of time, the animals would have the droppings, and that would fertilize the field.
If they're nomadic, why are they interested in fertilizing the fields where they are?
So, nomadic is the right word. It was the corralling was nomadic, but the actual people live there. That's a deer. That's what a deer is in the usage of the halacha. A sar is also an enclosure where they would store, they just keep the animals there in this one place. Now, but it doesn't mention that these have to be enclosed for deer purposes, which really they do, in order to walk it, because that the requirement of Muk of Ladir is only if it's larger than the area based Sayim. Bistam Dir Basar Lohavi Kolkacha wasn't that large usually. They would keep it in a small area because they wanted to really fertilize the area. They didn't want the animals roaming too far. They wanted to keep them in a smaller area to help that area, and then we move somewhere else. So since it's usually not based on Sayyid, there's no need to mention the Book of Ladira. Now, in a scenario where it was actually largely based on Sayyid, so then Book of Ladira, you would need Book of Ladira, which is how is that? There was a dwelling place for the person who was in charge of watching the animals. They put him in a city, Mukhabas Kham of Ladira. That makes it the one big Rishas Yachid, and therefore it's considered like Dalana, all like Dalanamas. Have we called Karba Amas? Now, Vuadin, La Yaris, Shemukafis, cities which are not walled, but Yeshbem Tikkun Erevin, they have an enclosure through it, it's a Pesach, Tikkun Erevin. So that's also called like Dalanamas. Commercial Exception of the Abbasim, Tafala, for Mr. Bura, Ayan Shal, like we said before in the Mr. Bura, in Sivkotan, it's Ibn Tafala. The guy brought him in a ship. If the ship now is within 10 tefachim of the ground, so there's a tchum issue. If it went 2,000 amas from that point, so he cannot disembark from the ship. If the ship entered into a walled area when it came into the port, there's like a wall around the city, and it's already beyond inside of that wall. So he's inside the walls of the city.
Even
if there's no enclosure on where the port is, where the pier is, you can consider the depth of the water over there the equivalent of a mechitza. Now, I understand what he's saying, but I don't understand what he's saying. There is a drop which goes down is equivalent to a wall. So that's true. You know, you'd say, well, the area where the water, the under the water, you have this drop going down, that's equivalent to a wall. That's fine. The problem is that the ship is outside of that, not inside of that. So I don't get exactly the scenario that he's saying.
What's the drop going down under the water?
Under the water, you have the ground drops off. So that depth of water that where it goes down, that drop which goes down is considered like a wall.
Where doesn't the ship go?
The ship would only go on the other side of that drop.
So
it's still outside of the mechitzas.
Okay.
And he mentions a new point. Do you consider the Ibur HaShalir as part of the Dalet Amos? This person doesn't have 2,000 Amos beyond the city because he's beyond the Tzum already. So the city itself is like Dalet Amos. So we consider the Ibur HaShalir, the extra 70 Amos beyond the city. Before you start calculating your tchum, you get your 70 amos. Are those considered actually part of the city or not? And that's the Birlocha Mukabas Chemel Adira. He brings an opinion of the Riaz that Ibur HaShalir is Nechem Keir. But there's no walls around that. So he's indicating that he does not require walls. Then that's a whole different approach to the sugya. Okay, he was distracted. Therefore, he was not aware of the tchum. He went beyond it. Something of that sort. Mm-hmm. And then he realizes where he is. He's already inside this new enclosure. If he realized before he went into the enclosure, he says, "Okay, let's run into the enclosure, and I'll have all of the area." And then he went in there. He walked out of the tchum unintentionally. He realizes he's outside the tchum. He says, "Now what do I do? Only Dalet Amos. Well, there's this space right here. I'll run in there." So lachos over there, ain't loyal arba amos. The rei nichlas adas, because that action of walking in there, which was beyond his Dalet Amos. See, he had no right to do that. He did that against the lachos. So he doesn't get that area is like a case. We give it the equivalence as if he would left the tchum intentionally, which also only gets Dalet Amos. Now, we can say where the person left the tchum intentionally, you know, being aware, then some guy grabbed them and dropped them down in this area, right? Or he walked on his own. Either way, there was no difference, even though in the first scenario he was put into this area against his will, but the decision to go beyond the tchum was not against his will. So he only gets Dalet Amos. We don't give the whole area the halacha like Dalet Amos.
How is it?
I'm real halacha. What?
He was put into the area against his will.
He decided to go outside. He went outside the tchum, and next thing you know, there's some bandits out there, grab the guy and start taking all his money. They grab him and they pick him and throw him into this corralled area. So he went into the crowd area against his will, but the act of leaving the tchum was done on his own volition. Okay, Zion. Misha is fligos finosu b'yam mahalach l'skulo. So a person who's on the ship, and the ship is going out to the sea, even though there'll be a tchum issue, i.e. that the water when they left the port was shallow enough that there was a tchum issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now he's beyond his tchum. So he's still allowed to walk through the whole ship. Hel b'Shabbos ba'aver nechitza. Since the beginning of Shabbos, he was inside of the walls of the ship. And Mishabura will discuss that that is not necessary. Now that's all talking about the ship has walls. Some of the walls of the ship came down. They're not high enough, not 10 tefachim anymore. Or part of the area just opened up. So now you're probably not in an enclosed area. You're beyond your tchum. So it's an enclosed area, so you get a dalet amos, a folding like dalet amos. So the ship is 20 amos long, no problem. Well, now the wall is missing. Right? So besides the fact that you have other problems, but the mice, walking is now an issue. So even him alech, as if the ship is moving, mahalach is kula. He's permitted to go through the whole area, continue walking through the whole area. In he or medis, however, the ship stops, and in mahalach well armas, he only gets dalet amos from where he is. Hago, vim emso yesh mechitzas asora.
Yesh lo mechitzas.
So, if in the middle of the ship there is mechitzas across, which are 10 tefachim high, uberosha enloi, but in the front area they don't have that enclosure. So, ozin abasar emsoi, fila enlo klau, rak yeshboi, lachak asora, mina nukhakik in the hashtag. So, we'll say that it's considered that it has walls and you're allowed to walk it. We deal with the whole thing as like Rishon LeYachid. Why? Mishnah Berurah says because the area which has walls all around it in the middle, we count like it Rishon LeYachid. And there's a concept which we had before, way back when the beginning of Shemem Hey, called Chari Rishon LeYachid, which are the extension of Rishon LeYachid. If you have like cracks in the wall, etc., which are not really part of the actual Rishon LeYachid, but they're an extension of Rishon LeYachid. So we discussed also that idea of a plank going off the side of the ship is like a chayr rishus yachid. It's an extension of the rishus yachid. Literally, chayr means holes they use for storing things. But over here, it's going to mean the same way the plank sticking out the edge of the ship we said was like a chayr rishus yachid. It's made to be mishtamish with rishus yachid. So if you give the middle area of mechitz, which is enclosed in the ship, the status of rishus yachid because it has walls tall enough, then the rest of the ship is like chayr rishus yachid. Then the Rambam adds a step further. Even if the walls are not 10 tefachim high, but the walls or the floor is thick enough, or what's made it to be the floor is that you could theoretically carve out part of the depth of the floor and stand lower down and be the equivalent of having walls which are 10 tefachim high. You follow what I'm saying? Picturing it? So that's also sufficient. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah Sekhat and Chavot. Mishnah Fliga. Mari, Shabbat Be'er Shabbos, Samach Lach HaShech El Nobel. The person arrived Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, at the port. Welcome Shasvina V'Sheshes L'Mati Misar Tachim, where the ship is now. Kushet means that it's what's the word I'm looking for when it's beaches. It's touching the within the tefachim of the ground. Why you bedaik the losses min asvina? With this leir, mipsus shakana shvisa by yabosh. His plan was to leave the ship right before Shabbos, go into the city, and get shvisa there in the city. And his mazel bo ruach v'hiplig as asvina chuset chum. And then the wind comes. And blows him out. Welcome, Shoya Mayim, Bechuzim Esar Tzvachim in a Karkin. In an area again where the depth of the water is within 10 Tzvachim on the ground. So it's called you traveling beyond the school. Fim Avor Le'abasim in Tavdal, Osolo Lotzim in a Svina. So that scenario, he was kind of Shvisa on the Yabasha, and now he's 2,000 Amas beyond that in the water, he can't leave. He only gets the four Amas of the ship. But the whole ship is like Dalet Amos, so even though the ship might be much larger than that, you get Dalet Amos of the whole area of the ship. Malachas Kula Afilu Kashiyah Medis. The whole Bashamas Babar Mechitzes. Aloshim Megumgum Malab Dafkahu. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in top of the case where he was started out Shabbos. Specifically that he started out Shabbos within the walls of the mechitzas. Now the truth is that's not true. We don't need that. Like we just mentioned in Sevov, even Fligas Yunos to Shlomi Daito, if the chip went out on his own, via to Lusech Ir Amakevas Machitzes, Shlosh Shabbos Bar. And now he arrived in a second city, which wasn't the city where he was originally made his Shvis. He's in the walls of the second city. He gets the whole area. He wasn't Shabbos in those walls. So you see, the Yitzia was against his will, and he arrived in this enclosed area against his will. So he's allowed to walk to the whole enclosed area. Well, the ship is a whole enclosed area. So even if the scenario wasn't that he was shavus in the walls at the beginning of Shabbos, they took him off of ship A and they put him on ship B. Pirates come and grab him, pull. So the ship ends up going out. And then they put him on their boat and they go out. So he's tchum issue. It's beyond the tchum. Only Dalai Lama. No, he gets the whole ship. Well, he wasn't Shavis in that ship. He didn't start out Shavis in the pirate ship. He started out in his own ship. Well, it doesn't make a difference. Because since he left Bonus, the main point is he's within the walls of Mechitzes. If the walls were broken down, he doesn't have the full four walls. Give him a sign. Then we'll see. If the walls went down, they're not 10 tefachim high anymore. The Baal Hashem Mechitzel, they're not no longer considered valid halachic mechitzes. If there's an opening which is totally open, more than 10 amas wide, berachba and its width. Or alternatively, we saw before, if we would have walls there, but those walls were less than 10 tefachim high, you have an area which is more than 10 amas wide, but the wall is less than 10 tefachim high. It's not a mechitza. It's like a pirtza. Even if the walls were high enough, but there was more open spaces than there were closed spaces. So in that situation, so if the ship is moving, it's mutter to move. If it's standing still, you can't. Malachis, the malachis l'shech lemer the yotzim erba amish shalay ba'alichasi. You're leaving a dalad amis v'chol shor lemer erba amis alcherim. Each, I mean, the ship is constant, but what you're standing on, the area that you're standing on, keeps changing. The ship is constantly moving forward. If the ship is standing still, lamer aleph amedes chus l'tum v'makam shuhu namuch l'matim yisar tvachim. He's now beyond his tum. The ship is standing still in a place where it's less than 10 tefachim deep from to the ground. So you get all the numbers. The malam yasar tefachim the aim by yisar tchumen and mutal halach k'mashi yirtza. I feel below bechitzes klal. If the ship is traveling above 10 tefachim, so or the ship is standing still above 10 tefachim, it's a malam yud. There's no din tchum. So he's allowed to walk wherever he wants. Even if there's no walls at all. So he sends you back. Then you measure from the bottom of the ship all the way down to the floor of the riverbed or the sea floor. Even though he is actually higher up in the boat, doesn't make a difference. Lamed Beis. If the middle there's walls and in the front there isn't, in the middle it's deeper, so the walls raise up 10 tefachim high. As the ship curves up towards the front, so the walls are no longer that deep. There are seen as kind of like small ships. So over there, the walls are not 10 tefachim deep. It's still rishus yachid. Why the mashav roisha yeshal din cher rishus yachid? Rishus yachid who kileyav shemem he. So that's an extension of the rishus yachid, which is in the middle. Or he said it doesn't have any walls at all. Fill in the cloud. Shigam mitziyabza ena omekazar means it's not 10 tefachim deep. In the middle, it has some wall, but not 10 tefachim deep. Otherwise, you'd have other problems. call it a raft, but you wouldn't call it a boat. Lachik, but you could dig down. The thickness of the boards in the bottom are very thick. So if the walls go down 8 tefachim deep, but the bottom board is 5 tefachim thick, so you can deal with it as if you'd say that 2 more tefachim are part of the walls, and the bottom 3 are the thickness of the floor. Now, so the Mishnah about the Karmel and ain't chokikin lahashlam. We don't say chokikin lahashlam. Shani hachas the bchal mashamrinan gidu chamisha hanotel gavoy chamisha chamitza mechitza chamisha mistarif from the shear asar tzvach. See, in this scenario over here, vis-a-vis the outside, it's a wall. It's not, you know, so it's not worse in the case that when you dig a hole, so you have a depth, a certain amount of depth, and you have a certain amount of area on top, which create a wall together. So Mr. Burr says we would compare this to that then. Okay. So in other words, so even though on the inside the walls aren't 10 tefachim deep, on the outside the walls are 10 tefachim deep. And that's what's going to be. If the thickness, if there's a certain amount of height and there's a certain amount of thickness, but we looked at it as all one wall from the outside, that's sufficient. Okay. Yes. Yotza Ladas. He went out intentionally. Now the Goyim grabbed him and threw him back into the tzchum. His mazel, right? He only gets talanamas. Now he's back in the tchum, he only gets talanamas. Because since he left intentionally, that's it, he loses his schus to tchum. But if they pull him back not just to the tchum, but inside the walls of the city, so even though that was done, he left intentionally, but they brought him back against his will, so kula karabamas, the whole city is 4 amas. And furthermore, I'll tell you in the case a person left intentionally, came back intentionally, which is against the halacha. Once he's back inside of the city, we don't give him a kanaz. We say he gets the whole walled area of the city. My level is in stam yorosim and tefal. Mr. Burris has come above and has ruled the tum. They put him back inside the tum. So only gets all the damas. Lam zayin elam rabbis the beinan shiye itziyah b'chazar ba'ernes kanal b'sefei. If he leaves it unintentionally, comes back unintentionally, so then he gets the whole tchum. If he goes out intentionally, even though he comes back against his will, he does not get that tchum again. They put it back inside the city, the Eroi, Shoshabas, the original city, so he gets the whole city. If he left the tchum of city A, intentionally, being aware and left it anyway. Going from and drop him now inside city B. That's what we just had. Even though now you're inside the walls, you only get Dalai Lama's. So what's the case you get the whole city? You went back to the original city where he came from. So there's a kula, even though he left intentionally. But since they were mafser and back inside the city, so he gets the tchum of the city again. Okay, was Mechitzadayim Berlocha, Mashuk Sal, and that's the Berlocha. We have the same halacha. Brought him back to his city, which has walls around it, or they had Sursa Pesach. Since that was his original dwelling place, beginning of Shabbos, we did like a Dalai Lama. He can't leave the city. He has no tchum. By leaving intentionally, he loses his tomb. What, if he's inside the walls, that's like Dalai Lama's. That's a different type of chesh. Heresh Yitziyu Chusatchum says, Mechziru. You took Paris out beyond the tomb, and then you brought them back in. I feel amazed, even though the person who did it intentionally. Lachas loyf sidu makam. They don't lose their makam. Shekalir lehem garba amas uchutz lehapal mama v'chol ruach. They still get their city and all of the areas around the city. They say that way it's better than the person. Imo yomtiv. It's only the guy obviously is yomtiv because he's a lot of care in yomtiv. Now imo Shabbos. So mutar b'chilu b'mikaimam. So Shabbos, now you can't carry them anywhere. So you brought them back inside the tomb. They get the aladamas in that area. Even for that, the person who was it was moved for incorrectly. So you say, well, he's got the benefit. It was brought back into us. We couldn't get it before. Now I can get it through this action, which was done illegally. He should get a kanas. We didn't cancel. My time, anusim hay. Because the payers are not at fault. The person is at fault, but the payers are not at fault. So we're not going to fault the payers and make them not usable because of what the person did. Now, they're outside the tomb. They were not brought back in. They're outside of the tomb. So what's their status? If they took it out unintentionally, you can eat them. But you can't take them beyond the Dalarams. We took them out intentionally. Also, you can't eat them. The person did not take them out can't eat them. Some say the one who took it out didn't take it out would be allowed, and it wasn't taken out for him. He'd be allowed to eat. By a person who leaves beyond his tomb intentionally, he loses his tomb. Paris leaves the tomb. The Paris do not leave the tomb. They have no say in the matter, so they don't lose their tomb. The person can carry them. He's allowed to carry them. Once they come back in, he's allowed to carry them. Throughout the tomb. The Shabbos, you can't carry that far, obviously. So it can't be the scenario. Now, unless the case is he brought it back inside of the walled area of the city. The Gam Shabbos is given after Mina, but there is enough Mina even in Shabbos also, in a case where the pairs are taken out intentionally. So they come back in. They don't. They're allowed to be. They're edible. They're allowed to be used. You can't carry them. Within that dollar amish, you're allowed to eat it. Philo Yisrael, for that Jew was taken out for. Something which came from beyond the tomb normally is also for the person that was brought in for. The payers which were brought in from beyond the tomb are also shenehachadesh hukzuru l'makom sheshobsu ben hashmoshes. The case over there was the fields are beyond the tomb, and on Shabbos it was brought in. So it's brought in beyond the tomb.
Fields are beyond the tomb.
Right. So where it's being stored. So then already it's a problem because now it's found be outside of its tomb. But over here, the opposite happened. It was brought back into its tomb where it was the beginning of Shabbos. So then what will we make? Because the Nusim Eimim Zion. So learn, the Shaitzian Ha'adim Mimez, the person took them out intentionally. The Paris have no control over it. Going in and going out. It's like a case where the person was taken out against his will, brought back against his will. So bring them back in, you can eat them. He himself can eat it, other people can also eat it. But you can't take them beyond. Can't eat it, amazing. No, even in case of Shoggy, you're not allowed to move them more than Dalai Lama's. If you're bound there, the person, even unintentionally, only gets the Aladamas. The only advantage of not being intentional, if he goes back in, he has it there. Also, Lohaklam. I will tell them what to Barbara. I'm saying you can't eat them, you're allowed to move them. Again, if it's now it's in an area which is encircled by walls. Alva gav the dominie serving it was improper what he did. Even though he took him out of mezid, once back inside the tomb, we deal with the pairs like Dornusim, and they're back in the tombs. It's like the case of the goy, took him out beyond, and they brought him back inside of the walls that he gets the area, all the walled area. No, if you let me show you to see him, nobody can eat it. Even the person did not take them out. Malvo got the parish, Shehebi Akam, and Kusat Kum. It also rocked the Misha Hubu Bishviloi. In case we're going by parish from beyond the Tum, the only also for the Jew was brought for. Habahaka Kibin Isavad Yisur, Ayyad Yisur, Chamar Tve. That's when a goy brings him. In the case of a Jew does it, which is worse, we're more Mahachmar. So nobody could eat it. Some were mounted to the bishops who did not take it out. He didn't take it out, and it wasn't taken out for him. That's mutter. The lavachi gam deivzu osur did a kama gadai rishana. The filah mishaloi hutsiya bishiloi and gam ken eshalecho di das rabbi peska. So we pass on the first opinion. Even the person that was not taken out for cannot eat. That's the majority of the peska.